My prince, is something the matter? You summoned me quite unexpectedly. You need me to come on a trip with you? Out of the castle bounds. Are you sure, my prince? I am the royal wizard after all. What if something happens while we are gone? If that is what you wish for, my prince. Will your guards accompany us, I presume? Just Knight Bruce and Knight Coy, but of course. My prince, what's with the sudden grab of my hands? My prince, with all due respect, what is with the urgency today? You need me to check if the rumors are true about this heart-shaped flower? My prince, I don't think I've heard it bloom or seen it for at least 2 decades. It might help save your future queen. Right, she fell ill. Well, I see. Well, then, let's get going, shall we? Alright, let's take a rest here, my prince. We've been traveling for a while now. I'm sure the horses are a bit thirsty. Guards, can you leave me and the prince alone for a bit? I would like to speak to him on an important matter. Is there something wrong? Well, not exactly. There's just something I wanted to talk to you about without the ears from the guards. If I can be honest with you, my prince, there is something that I've been meaning to tell you for a long while now, and I thought now is the time. I thought about not telling you, but because you are my prince, I should probably tell you these things anyway. I know, it won't be long. It won't be long, my prince. It will only take a bit. To be honest, I think we'd have these butterflies in my stomach. It's almost like it's trying to fill my stomach to the point I would die. It's almost like I'm sick. Love sick? I don't know. So, my prince, my point is, I love you. I love you so much. So when I heard that you found your future queen already, I had to do something about it, so I cursed her. I gave her a curse that could only be cured by a heart-shaped flower. You're angry. That future queen of yours doesn't deserve your love. She only wants to take advantage of you. Trust me, she does not deserve your love and attention because she has a dark heart. You have to understand where I'm coming from. I'm doing this for you. No one can have you but me, and that stupid future queen of yours doesn't deserve a place in your heart. only I do. Monster? My prince, I just love you so much that whatever I'm doing is for your sake. It's for our sake, our future. I'm the one only good for you. I can only be by your side. I can be your future queen, not someone who doesn't even know you like I do. Where are you going, my prince? Please don't leave me here. What did I do? Nothing, nothing at all. It was just a small spell, a curse. Call it if you will. It'll make you immobile for a while until I say so. Well, that's just to make sure you don't run off and call your guard so anything happens. Shh. I also forgot to mention you're now paralyzed. So you can't walk, talk, move. You can only move your eyes. Only when I say you can, anyway. Shh, it's alright, it's okay. Everything will be alright, my prince. I won't hurt you, trust me. I'm your royal wizard. I would never hurt you. But only if you make me. You look like you're about to ask, where are we going? Well, we're going to go somewhere far, far away. My abode, I did tell you. It's a bit far from here and from the castle. It'll be far from all the watchful eyes. Besides, when the guards finally realize that their dearest crown prince is missing, they'll lose everything. The queen and the king will probably have their heads for it because, for all they know, poor innocent royal wizard and the crown prince have been gone missing. It's insane what things can do. Isn't that right, my prince? You know, I must admit, that rumor about that heart-shaped flower being bloomed around here, that was all a lie. I made up the lie to, well, lure you here. And you may be wondering why. Well, that was the easiest way to get you for myself. If I did it within the castle grounds, God knows what would happen. My head would be on a stick. Well, you are extremely naive, and obviously, you want to save that pathetic future queen of yours. So, it wasn't that hard to get you out here. I had this all figured out, and I thought maybe something would go wrong in this little plan of mine. But it seems like I am a great planner. Oh, you're so cute like that, paralyzed. It'll be okay, my prince. You'll be back to normal by the morning. I promise you that. Now, let's get going before the guards notice us. I really don't want to deal with cursing them either. I feel like they will probably tell the queen and king about my treacherous deeds. Well, it's not really treacherous. I'm doing this out of love. They just wouldn't understand, would they?